You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Because if you're going to trade for Tarik Skubal, who is a flight risk, like, let's just be honest.
He's Juan Soto.
Yes.
He's the pitcher Juan Soto.
And just because you have a lot of money, and Steve Cohen does have a lot of money, it doesn't guarantee you're going to keep the player. Hal Steinbrenner has a lot of money. They offered $750 million. Like, you just do not know. It's just not a guarantee.
Right.
So if I'm trading for Skubal, I need to reinforce my lineup that just took a major beating over the last few weeks. And I think the Met lineup is not as good as it was last year with your ideas. But okay, we're moving back to the Mendoza line. But the other problem you got to run into is if you're giving up Carson Benge in a trade for Tarik Skubal and Jet Williams, or one of them, but dare I say both of them, a part of the Met plans involve one of the outfield spots being filled by a young player. Well, if those young players are traded for Tarik Skubal, now you need to add another outfielder.
That's where Louis Robert Jr. comes into play.
So now you want Louis Robert Jr.?
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of his, but looking back now, it's only it'd be a one-year thing.
Basically, there's a team option on year two, but they could easily say, we're good.
And I don't think it'll cost as much to trade for him, and he gets a fresh start in New York as well.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by Louis Robert Jr. because
he's kind of been on the block for a minute now.
Yeah, last offseason.
Feels like we talked about him all last offseason as well.
And the trade deadline.
And the deadline, and nothing happened with him, obviously.
I was more into Luis Robert Jr. a year ago because he was coming off of one bad year, but now he's coming off of two bad injury-prone seasons.
Right.
But Robert Jr., and this is not a compliment on him, but I'm being fair on how it could work out, reeks like someone who just needs to be on a better team. And right now, he's been on the Chicago White Sox. And if you put him in a room with the hardest working man in baseball in Juan Soto and an MVP candidate in Francisco Lindor, and you figure he's going to wake up. Right. He's going to be the guy he was 3 years ago when he had 38 home runs and stole 30 bases.
The other thing is, I heard he hasn't been happy for a long time. So some of that could be Fugazi not wanting to even be there anymore.
Which is bad for him. Yeah, like, that's hard.
It's, but you can imagine when you've been on a bad team for that long.
That doesn't care to win.
Like, at some point, you start to question yourself. Like, why am I doing this?
I get it, but it still doesn't make the player look good.
No, it doesn't. You still got to try, but it's just, I can understand it.
But if you can get this player for very little, and according to John Heyman, the Mets were talking to Chicago, and the disagreement is they want the White Sox to pick up a portion of the contract, and then they'll throw in a decent prospect.
Right.
And the White Sox are like, no, we want you to pay the whole thing. My reaction to that is, wait a second, Steve. First of all, you've raised ticket prices on season ticket holders.
Right.
And you just lost Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo, so and Edwin Diaz. I don't want to hear it. All right? Don't tell me I'm going to throw in some dollars. No. Just pay the contract and don't give up a prospect. And I was talking, this came from the neighbor of mine in the section I sit in at Citi Field.
Okay.
Season ticket neighbor texted me unprovoked and said, how does that price increase taste now? And I said, it's rough. And he went on a diatribe. This isn't me speaking, saying, how could he do this? How could he raise ticket prices and then allow a homegrown hero to walk out the door because they don't want to go to 5 years?
Well, it's not even that. I think I'm increasingly following the Loogie thought process here, that they just didn't want him.
No. Forget that. Like, yeah. I'm not saying Tommy's wrong or you're wrong or the baseball argument isn't wrong. I get all of it. I am showing you maybe one voice, but I think one voice that represents a lot of Met fans. We're talking about a season ticket holder who is saying, could they do this?
Right. They're taking more of my money and then they're not paying the guy that I wanted.
Correct. And this man's point was,
I think you have to be patient and see who they pay.
Yeah, but here's the problem. And again, these are not my words because I'm a sucker. I don't care. I'll be there. I'm giving them my money and I hope the Mets are good. His point was, I don't even see moves they could make that's going to really entice me and others. And that's the predicament that Stearns and Cohen are in. And I get it. You got to run a baseball team trying to win, not appease season ticket holders. I understand it. I just want to express to you the view of some of these customers that are like, what are you doing,
I just think
bro?
It gets hard when you start trying to equate how much more I'm paying as a season ticket holder, not me specifically, but season ticket holders, how much more I'm paying versus what they're spending. When the ultimate goal is to just create the winner.
I get you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And so if they go about it in a non-expensive way, you're still going to be satisfied. Fulfilled.
Well, here's what's going to happen.
Even though you're paying more, right?
I will end up being satisfied. We all will. And Citi Field will be packed.
Yeah.
But for the first few months of the season, here's what's going to happen. No matter what they do.
It's going to be dicey.
It's going to be dicey for people to buy tickets. And it is very tough on people that you raise ticket prices on because they're going to waste tickets that they're not going to games on.
Right.
So you're right. Like, the end result may work because the Mets could be very good. Like, Al's plan is solid. Like, you just added the best pitcher in baseball. You had a really good first baseman who's not signed long-term. Wilson only has 2 more years left on his deal. Good defender, right-hand hitter. Like, cool, man. No one's against that. Cody Bellinger, nice player. Solid. They're all fine moves. They're not moving the needle enough to where the building's going to be packed and season ticket holders are going to be able to even sell their tickets for the games they don't go to. And again, you don't have to care about that because if they win, I don't care about that. Trust me. I just want to win. But it will be a tough April and May. And if Steve doesn't care about it, then fine. But I'm just warning you, that building is going to be rough in the early going.
Here's the deal. Why do Mets fans fall in love with players who've won jack? They didn't win with these guys.
Did they not win because of those guys?
I'm not saying that, but these.
That's what you did say.
This core.
No, hold on. I'm going to argue with you now.
Okay, let's do it.
You did say it. You can't just say something and then move on. You said, well, they didn't win jack with them. Okay, fine. Are you saying they didn't win because of them?
To a point, yeah.
Last year, where are they without Pete Alonso and Edwin Diaz?
Well, last year during the regular season, how was Pete Alonso?
He was great during the regular season.
The year before, he was horrible.
He had a down year for him.
He had the magical home run. Last year, Pete was clutch most of the season. I get it. June 11th, what did he do? He ruined our starting pitcher who was having an all-star season. Yes, he did.
You're putting it on him.
Yeah, that throw was horrendous.
I get it was horrendous, but you're saying he ruined the season?
Yes, and when minute Kodai single went down, so did the season.
Well, that's lame, honestly. Why should the season have been derailed by one starting pitcher going down with injury?
Well, it's a multitude. It led to everything else.
It led to Griffin Canning tearing his Achilles?
It was the downfall for the Mets.
It led to Clay Holmes being tired coming out of Colorado. David Peterson not being able to pitch in the final month and a half of the year.
As well. The main problem was the starting pitching, for sure.
And that's all Pete's fault because one guy got hurt.
It was a collective effort of sucking. The only one who didn't suck, I don't blame him for anything, is Edwin Diaz. He was spectacular.
Who they just let go.
I know.
So why do you guys use this argument of, well, they haven't won with them, screw them? You know they have to replace them. They're good ball players. They weren't the reason the Mets collapsed.
Okay, so but you still would be running it back over and over the same way. It's like the Phillies. The Phillies are getting frustrated down there in Philadelphia because they're running it back with the same people, JT and Bryce and Castellanos. Like they keep running it back.
And
they're supposed to be really good.
Trey
Turner. Exactly. And they feel like they're frustrated.
Yeah, but I never suggested them running it back. I suggested them keeping their good players and then improving.
Okay,
the Mets have already gone like miles backwards.
Evan, I told you this yesterday, and it was a remake of opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to get rid of Nimmo because he had a no-trade clause, he had a bad contract, and there weren't very many suitors until you find the perfect marriage with Semien and the Rangers. So it was hard. It's going to be impossible to get rid of Jeff McNeil, right?
So
who else are you getting rid of? Who else are you moving to change up the core? The opportunistic way was Pete Alonso's a free agent, and so was Edwin Diaz. Voluntarily free agents, by the way, because they opted out. Now, again, that's their right. Their agents are advising them. I got to go get you paid. It is what it is, but by opting out, they created the opportunity for the Mets to move on from them. I'm not saying it's right.
I'm just telling you that's why they were able to do it. I know why they were able to do it. I'm saying now you've got to not just replace them, but get better. And so the challenges that David faces over the next few weeks and months.
Do it different.
But different doesn't make it better, Teague.
It doesn't, but we don't know that it's going to be worse until we see it.
We don't.
So we can sit here and scream and yell, or you, I don't care. You can scream and yell about how this team is going to be so much worse, but just chill, man.
First of all, wait.
You're going to love it.
I know, but you're accusing me of things I haven't said. I haven't said they're going to be worse. I said the job that David Stearns has created has become more difficult because they lost good. Yes.
Or maybe it's just going to be easier for him because it's crafted in his vision.
Easier for him? They have to replace a lot of talent. That's not easy.
But who cares? Who cares? Because
they're gone.
We all care. Evan, they're gone. There's nothing you can do about it.
Don't do that line. That's my line.
You can bitch and moan about it all you want. They're gone. There's nothing you can do about it. And by the way, Edwin Diaz, it sucked. He's going to the Dodgers, and he's probably going to win a championship and be perennially unbelievable. But you replaced him. You got Devin Williams.
I got to reevaluate this conversation.
Yes.
How did we get back to bitching about Alonso and Diaz being gone?
I don't know.
What did you do, Al?
I think it was Al.
I mentioned Pete Alonso.
It was definitely Al.
Oh, you know what? It was me. You know what I did? I mentioned the text message from the neighbor season ticket holder.
That's right.
And that wasn't even me
speaking.
That
wasn't about that. It was more about him having to shell out more money.
Him expressing.
But they're not spending the money he's shelling out.
Right.
He's like, dude, what are you doing with my fistful of dollars, man?
And I promise you, that's not my voice, because if it was going to be me, I would just say it.
Yeah.
Like, my concern is, I just want to win.
Right.
And if you end up being right, that this turns out to be a better process, great. I just, as I sit here right now, they have a lot of work to do.
Steve Cohen's just going to turn around and say, can I have a few dollars more? And then it's going to get good, bad, and ugly.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.